Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this second Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Luke chapter 3 with special attention to verses 1 through 6 as follows. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod and his brother Philip, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, On Jordan's Bank the Baptists Cry, Amen. us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to listen to the voice and cry of John the Baptist and prepare the way of the Lord during this Advent season. As we repent, receive His forgiveness, and are saved by the grace of God through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 3, with special attention to the following verses. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for Him. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, prepare the way of the Lord. That was a cry by John the Baptist out in the wilderness of the desert. As St. Luke quotes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we listening to the voice of John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness of the desert? Are we preparing the way of the Lord? Are we making His path straight? And are we listening to His call and making room for Jesus to come into our hearts and into our homes and churches as our Messiah and Savior during this Advent season? Or are we only giving Him lip service? Are we tempted again by the hype surrounding another Christmas celebration that we begin to lose sight of what Advent and Christmas is all about? The commercialism in the stores in our community and the malls in our county with Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Unfortunately, we are always tempted to lose sight of the true meaning of Advent, which is a time of waiting, a time of preparation, a time of repenting, and a time of rejoicing at the coming of the Messiah. As a matter of fact, that was precisely what we did in our home as I was growing up as a child. Remember 50 years ago when we were kids, the tree would not go up until Christmas Eve. Carols would never be heard till real close to Christmas. We looked forward to Christmas because we waited. I really looked forward to Christmas Eve as a child, and what a joy it was for us as a family. Now we just do not wait, prepare, repent, and rejoice anymore like we used to do in the good old days. Because that is precisely what John the Baptist was doing out in the wilderness of the desert, getting people ready to wait, prepare, repent, and rejoice for Jesus' advent, which in Latin means coming. And John was the messenger with a very special message concerning the coming of the Messiah. John was called the forerunner of Christ. He was also known as the Baptist or the baptizer. And it was John's task or his job description to prepare the people to receive Jesus as their Messiah, to help them to acknowledge that they were sinners and their need to be forgiven and saved by Jesus as their Messiah. And their preparation involved baptism with water, not cards, gifts, lights, trees, and decorations. John used baptism with water as a public act to get people to commit themselves to receive the Messiah by confessing their sins. So it was indeed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In other words, a change of heart which included sorrow for sin and a determination to lead a godly and holy life. The same kind of repentance King David acknowledged to the Lord through the prophet Nathan, after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband Uriah to cover up his sin. David confessed, saying, I have sinned against the Lord, and the Lord forgave him. The prophet Nathan told them, "The Lord has put away your sin, you shall not die." The same kind of repentance the publican acknowledged to the Lord in the temple. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord also forgave him. Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." The same kind of repentance the prodigal son acknowledged to his father, saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And the father also forgave him. He said, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we listening to the voice of John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness of the desert? Are we preparing the way of the Lord? Are we making his path straight? And are we listening to his call and making room for Jesus to come into our hearts and into our homes and churches as our Messiah and Savior during this Advent season? I hope so. I hope and pray that we prepare ourselves in the same way King David, the publican, and the prodigal son did, as they repented from their sins and received the forgiveness of their sins. And that same message of repentance and forgiveness still holds true today, as we acknowledge our own sins, iniquities, and transgressions to the Lord. And why? Because God the Father has also forgiven us. Every time we have fallen short of his glory and sinned against him by thought, word, or deed. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit during this Advent season, as we indeed prepare ourselves in the spirit of repentance, so that we may also receive the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus as our Messiah, not only as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger at Christmas, but especially as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at his second coming as he has promised us. May we listen to the voice and cry of John the Baptist and prepare the way of the Lord again during this Advent season, as we repent, receive his forgiveness, and are saved by the grace of God through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Messiah and Savior. And if we have fallen short of the glory of God and not always prepared the way of the Lord in the right spirit by confessing our own sins, God the Father forgives us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, remember 50 years ago when we were kids, the tree would not go up until Christmas Eve. Carols would never be heard until real close to Christmas. We looked forward to Christmas because we waited. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. On Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings of the King of Kings. Then cleansed be every life from sin, make straight the way for God within, and let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To also listen to the voice and cry of John the Baptist and prepare the way of the Lord during this Advent season, as we repent, receive his forgiveness, and are saved by the grace of God through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Messiah and Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Hark the Glad Sound, the Savior Comes." Amen. Thank you. us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday in Advent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn. Let the earth now praise the Lord. Amen.